Welcome back, family. We've said it before and we'll say it again. The Wire is one of our favorite shows here at the Brownstone. And we've had the privilege of talking to a few of the cast members, and they're always special interviews. Well, this week brings us another opportunity to talk with one of our favorite people. A man who got his start on our favorite show and has since gone on to build an amazing career. Trey Chaney got his break as Poop on The Wire. And since then, he's gone on to show his ever-expanding range in movies, television, music, and as an author. He's a man that is ever busy, but he took some time to join the family and drop some jewels on us. Take a listen, and then make sure you follow him on social media and check out his music on all the streaming platforms. This one is special, and we're glad we can do our part during these times to bring you some entertainment. So let's go. This week, in the midst of all of this, we try and make sure that we bring you something that you can, you know, have some fun with and at the same time bring you up. And we've got one of the guests that I've wanted to have on the show for a million years, it feels like. And I didn't tell him this before we started, but I'm going to go ahead and let him know that when I first saw The Wire and I was first introduced to this young man, because you're still a young man, I don't care how old you think you are. It was the weekend my aunt, who had meant everything to me, passed. And I'd never seen The Wire. It was about 3 seasons deep at that point. And a friend told me, you want to take your mind off and see some people that seem like you know them? Take a look at this. And I spent the entire weekend watching this young man grow up in front of my eyes. And I just wanted to tell him, while everybody can hear it, thank you for that. You meant a lot, especially knowing you came from where I came from. So I'm not going to let to introduce him. I'm going to let him introduce himself. So please tell everybody who you are and how you got to where you are.
What's up, everybody? It's Trey Chaney, Prince George's County Zone, Forestville, Maryland, Washington, D.C. I played the character Poot on the HBO series The Wire. I'm currently playing Kendrick on Bounce TV's number one show, Saints and Sinners. I'm an artist as well, so, you know, that's who I am for anybody who didn't know who I was. But I got my start. You know, I'm originally from, like I said, Forestville, Maryland, and I got my start in the entertainment field as a hip hop artist. You know, I started off as a dancer, and then that later led to me rapping. And, you know, that continued from the age of 8 years old. So I want to say it continued till I was like 13, 14 years old. So, you know, just doing shows all across the country, man, and definitely performing in my hometown, Washington, D.C. It was just, I knew at a young age I wanted to be in the entertainment field in some type of way. And like I said, that later led on to, once I was discovered at the legendary Lincoln Theater in Washington, D.C. by a lady named Linda Townsend, she actually was a talent, you know, manager for only actors. And her thing was, you know, she doesn't specialize in submitting dancers or rappers for different projects, but she submits actors for television, film, stage plays. And I remember her asking me, she said, do you think you would want to be an actor? And I was like, you know, I've always wanted to act. I just had never, you know, got the chance. I mean, I did take drama class in Forestville High School, but at the same time, I was, you know, that was me just getting my feet wet in school. But as far as doing it professionally, I was like, yeah, I mean, I would like to take a shot. You know, I would like to take a shot at it. And she, a lot of people don't know this. You know, she submitted me for The Wire, and that was the first time I had ever auditioned, booked a role in my entire life. So we talking 2002. The Wire aired in 2002. I got cast for the character Malik Pukar in 2002. And we talking next Tuesday, it'll be 18 years since The Wire has aired. And just, you know, it just became such a historically, critically acclaimed television show, one of the greatest shows of all time. And I'm not just saying that because I'm on it. This is from, you know, the fans and the viewers. And today I looked on Instagram. It's so crazy because I screenshotted somebody actually got a tattoo of me, Bodie, D'Angelo, and Wallace sitting on the couch. You know, so it was, you know, just to see stuff like that, I'm flattered. You know what I'm saying? I'm honored that I was able to be a part of something that still gets talked about to this day. You know, and I hope I'm not giving any spoilers, but lasting all five seasons, it was a dream come true for me. And it's ill, man. It's so funny because I was just flicking through On Demand the other day on HBO and on Hulu. And I'm like, yo, I'm looking at myself on this show. And I'm like, I mean, because I don't normally watch myself on none of the projects that I do. I don't know. It's just something about that. I might see it at the premiere and then I just leave it alone. But I just caught, you know, a scene of me and Michael B. Jordan when we were in one of the row houses and Michael B. Jordan's character, Wallace, was asking Pooh, my character, for money. And it was just like a dope scene, you know, and I was just like, man, everybody on that show just came a long way. You know, shout out to all my cast members, Anwan Glover, Big G, who's from D.C., my man J.D. Williams, Larry Gilliard, Wood Harris, you know, everybody, man. Just it's just a lot of powerful actors on that show. And I got to, you know, always show love to the actresses on it as well. You know what I'm saying? My girl Sonya Sohn, who played Detective Briggs on there, man. It's just, I'm honored to have been on it.
It's something you said that I want to circle back to, because you said you were a dancer and a musician, but you're still a musician.
Most definitely, man. Yeah. You know, it's funny because I posted something on Instagram the other day that when I first started, really, I always was a hip hop artist. But at the same time, you know, of course, The Wire had made such a big impact. And then, you know, me getting on the movie Streets with Meek Mill that aired on BET and now being on Saints and Sinners, I found myself shooting television and films a lot. So, you know, in between shooting, sometimes we get like a 2-month break, a hiatus. So I really just really started focusing on the music again, man. I do have a single out called Love For You that's featuring Kenny Lattimore, some uplifting hip hop music. You know, uplifting women. It's a dope women empowerment record that Kenny Lattimore is featured on. You know, that's another DC native. And I just dropped a new EP produced by my brother CR the Show called 3X Trilogy. You know, and it's three records on there. One of the records that we're really pushing right now, we're pushing the whole thing, but one of the singles, One of a Kind, is really doing well on, you know, iTunes, Tidal, Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube. And it's some fun records, man. I'm just having a great time. I'm putting myself in a mind state of the character Poop. I'm in the club, you know, it's just some jamming music that I'm really proud of. And definitely, I know when people, you know, listen to it on those streaming digital platforms, they'll feel the same way as me. You know what I'm saying? So I got a bunch of music out. I want y'all to go back to, you know, my catalog on iTunes, Tidal, Spotify, Apple Music is crazy. I dropped the album, you know, last year called Sam Strictly About Music, and I stay putting content out. You know, that's one thing about everything that's going on now with COVID-19, coronavirus pandemic. We still got to stay in our creative space. You know, we can't let this thing get us down and get us down and out where we're not creating. You know, all 17 of my music videos are on my YouTube page, dedicated Father Series YouTube page. I want everybody to subscribe. You know, you'll catch all my videos. I shot 17 videos independently out of my own pocket. And I'm just proud of the content. I'm proud of everything that I'm putting out, man. And the fans are really responding in a major way. Like I'm overwhelmed by the positive response that I've been getting.
And you're a busy man, so I don't want to, I know we got a finite amount of time, but I want to make sure everybody knows that you are not just one thing, two things, three things. This man is out there trying to conquer the world in every aspect, because I was talking to a friend of mine and I mentioned you, and he told me, Trey Chaney, I have his book on my shelf that he signed.
Yeah.
You're an author too. Like, don't sell yourself short, man. You out here acting. Your father and I believe your grandfather.
Yeah, man. I just met my daughter, Martina. Just gave me and my wife our first grandchild. Her name is Morocco, and you know, our daughter Martina, she had Morocco April 26th. At 8:06 p.m., Morocco weighs 6 pounds, 10 ounces, and she's a bundle of joy. We've been looking at our grandchild via FaceTime, and, you know, we'll be going out there soon once, you know, COVID-19 coronavirus dies down. We'll be definitely going back home to D.C. to visit. And we just can't, I'm just so excited, man, about the new addition to our family. Like, our granddaughter means the world to us. And me and my wife, and along with my son, we're so amped up, you know, to really see her and hold her. And, you know, me being a grandfather now, I can't wait to spoil her and give her whatever she wants. And, yeah, it's just excitement, man. My family, I speak about my family a lot. You know, I'm going on 16 years of marriage in November. My wife, Aisha, is amazing. My son, Malachi, just graduated from eighth grade. You know, he's going to high school this year. So I'm really excited about that. And like I said, my daughter, Martina, welcoming our first grandchild, you know, Morocco, to the world back in April 26th. It's really a blessing. You know, a lot of people always ask me, what's my biggest accomplishment in the entertainment business? And I tell them, being able to work in the entertainment business, which allows me to provide for my family. You know, that's my biggest accomplishment, you know, and that's why I'm able to, you know, move how I move in this industry. You know, I got a lot of great relationships, and I'm in a blessed situation, man. And my contribution to the world is just to continue to provide motivation, inspiration, love, peace, and happiness, you know?
We really got to do this again when there's more time. Please tell everybody where they can find your stuff, the YouTube channel. I know you said iTunes, Spotify. Let them know how to find it, what to look for. And everybody, please support our brother. He's out here doing good work. And it's a lot of people who get famous and get a name and don't give back or reach back. And this is not one of those. So we have to support the people who are doing it right.
Okay, bet. So hold on real quick. We can definitely, I want everybody to follow me right now on Instagram. It's Mr. Trey Chaney. That's MrTreyChaney. And they can follow me on Twitter. That's at Trey Chaney, TreyChaney. And then, you know, my music, if you go to iTunes, Tidal, Spotify, and just type in Trey Chaney, all my music comes up. You know, so the new Project 3X, Trilogy EP is out. Sam Strictly About Music is out, the album. And my YouTube page is Dedicated Father Series YouTube page. So if everybody goes there, everything Trey Chaney that you want to know, you'll see. You know, and it's just dope content. It's positive, man. I got a little bit of everything on there for the adults, the kids. Trey Chaney, that's what you want to see. And man, if we do got a little bit of time, I just want to leave some encouraging words, man, for anybody that's out there that's an artist, that's an actor, that's a musician, that's just out there following their dream. Leave y'all with a message, because so many people, you know, they're hustling every single day. They're grinding, they're pushing hard to really achieve their dreams and achieve all of their goals. But sometimes, like when you have a dream and you're holding on to it and you're pushing and you're going so hard, sometimes you have to release that dream. You got to detach yourself from the dream and let it float in the universe so God can do his work. You know, that's something that I had to learn. You know what I'm saying? Like, once you have the dream and you're working on watching it manifest, you have to release it. You know, you have to release it into the universe so God can do his thing. You know what I'm saying? And then once you tap into that God within, you'll be surprised, man, how that dream can, you can throw that thing out there and it'll come right back to you in abundance. And then you start understanding, you know, what's really going on. You know, so I just wanted to leave that with y'all, man, and definitely stay motivated, stay inspired, and stay blessed.
Brother, thank you for doing this. I really appreciate it. And like I said, we're proud of what you're doing out there. Big fans here. Always, if you have anything you want to come on and talk about, if you just want to let us know where you are in the world, feel free. Welcome to the family.
Oh, man, that's love. Appreciate you, bro.
We definitely want to thank Trey Chaney for stopping by the Brownstone and speaking with us. Now that you're done listening, make sure you take the time to check out his Instagram page, at Mr. Trey Chaney, and his YouTube channel, Dedicated Father Series. While there, you can check out his Give Them Flowers series as well. Also, check out his music on all the digital streaming platforms. We really appreciate you sticking with us during these tough times, and we promise to keep providing you with content to ease the burden. Check us out on Instagram at BrownstoneMG, on Facebook, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Google Play, Radio.com, and YouTube at BrownstoneMG. Until next time, family, love.